The first group was coming in fast. Half closing his eyes, flying entirely on reflex, Luke reached out with the Force. It was a strange sensation. Strange and more than a little unpleasant. To touch another mind with the intent of communication was one thing. To touch that same mind with the intent of deliberately distorting its perception was something else entirely. He'd had a similar feeling at Jabba's with those guards, but had put it down then to nervousness about his mission to rescue Han. Now he realized that there was more to it than that. Perhaps this sort of action, even done purely in self-defense, was dangerously close to the edge of the dark areas where Jedi were forbidden to go. He wondered why neither Yoda nor Ben had ever told him about this. Wondered what else there was about being a Jedi that he was going to have to discover on his own.
Luke.
Dimly, he felt himself being jammed into his straps as he twitched the X-Wing to one side. The voice whispering into his mind.
Ben?
He called aloud. It didn't sound like Ben Kenobi. But if it wasn't him, then who?
You will come to me, Luke,
the voice said again.
You must come to me. I will await you.
Who are you?
Luke asked, focusing as much of his strength on the contact as he could without risking a crash. But the other mind was too elusive to track, skittering away like a bubble in a hurricane.
Where are you?
You will find me.
Even as Luke strained, he could feel the contact slipping away.
You will find me, and the Jedi shall rise again. Until then, farewell.
Wait!
But the call was fading into nothingness. Clenching his teeth, Luke strained, and gradually began to realize that another, more familiar voice was calling his name.
Leia?
He croaked back through a mouth that was inexplicably dry.
Luke, are you all right?
Leia asked anxiously.
Sure,
he said. His voice sounded better this time. I'm fine. What's wrong?
You're what's wrong,
Han cut in.
You planning to chase them all the way home?
Luke blinked, looking around in surprise. The buzzing TIE fighters were gone, leaving nothing but bits of wreckage strewn across the landscape. On his scope, he could see that the Star Destroyer had left Niklan's shadow again, driving hard away from the planet toward a point far enough out of the gravity well for a light-speed jump. Beyond it, a pair of miniature suns were approaching, two of Lando's shield ships, belatedly arriving, now that it was too late to assist in the fight.
It's all over?
He asked stupidly.
It's all over,
Leia assured him.
We got two of the TIE fighters before the rest disengaged and retreated.
What about the troop carriers?
They went back with the fighters,
Han said.
We still don't know what they were doing here. We sort of lost track of them during the fight. Didn't look like they ever went very close to the city itself, though.
Luke took a deep breath, glanced at the X-Wing's chrono. In and among all of that, he'd somehow lost over half an hour. Half an hour that his internal time sense had no recollection of whatsoever. Could that strange Jedi contact really have lasted that long? It was something he would have to look into. Very carefully.